T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We're turning it up. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:13. We need fall interns. Get a cover letter to us and resume. Send it to Uzette, U-Z-E-T-T-E, at RadioAlice.com. Do not spell her name wrong. Well, first of all, the email won't get here if you spell her name wrong.
That's true.
The letter
we're
U.
We're already weeding them up. Right.
Exactly. You got a few candidates?
Yeah, I actually have 2 interviews today.
Oh, great. Excellent.
We need 4.
Oh,
is what I like.
Two
for Tuesday, Thursday, and 2 for Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yep. I do have some sort of a recap of the Aretha Franklin thing that I'm going to start with here. I have to say there are several different versions of this story as you look through the 50,000 sources. She is either resting comfortably at home or in hospice care. CNN is saying she's in hospice, and People magazine saying, no, she's at home.
I read a story that said, the doctor has said she will die today. Yes. And this was yesterday.
Yes.
And I went, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Who
says
actually,
that?
I guess she watches a lot of TV. Mm-hmm. And,
so she's seen all
Her family's, sort of hot-buttoning the remote control in case any, news comes on that might report that, she's on her deathbed or whatever.
Right.
Because they're just trying to keep... And then I guess she's super clear and cognizant and, she's very ill. She had pancreatic cancer in 2010. That was what she had. I didn't realize that's...
Is this part of it?
Well, I don't know. Let's see here. She's 76 now. She had surgery for pancreatic cancer in December of 2010, kept performing. Her doctors had been asking her to stop. Like, you need to not, you're a 76-year-old woman. Like, you need to stop.
But I'm Aretha.
Right. Her last performance was last November at Elton John's annual AIDS fundraiser. Let's see. I guess one of the guys from the Four Tops, his name is Abdul Fakir.
Oh, Abdul Fakir.
You know that guy.
Yeah.
They call him Duke. He kept in touch with Aretha, and he's been speaking to the press, apparently. He said that he spoke with her a week ago. Despite everything that's going on with her, she was talking about the future. She was looking forward to some stuff that she's got going on. He says she talked about this great big special she was going to have in New York with all her friends performing. It made me feel good as well. She was still hoping and wishing and dreaming, as we do in this business. Lots of people have been tweeting their support. Beyonce and Jay-Z just happened to be performing in her hometown of Detroit last night. They dedicated their whole show to her. They're saying she's alert, laughing, teasing, able to recognize people. Family's there with her. Her nephew's saying she's at home. So, a family member saying she's at home. I don't know. CNN saying hospice, but who knows.
Well, I don't blame them for trying to counter the horrible stuff that's out there. She'll die today. Like, God.
I know.
Right. Huh. Is this an Adele song?
Yeah it
she's
is.
She's just doing a cover of an Adele song?
Why wouldn't you?
I am.
She definitely made it her own.
Yeah, she did. I mean.
Fun.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
It's funny because she does sound older. I mean, I guess she's in her 70s when she did this, but damn, does she, when she opens it up wide, I actually like this better than the Adele version.
Yeah.
I do.
Is that like a choir in the back or something, Bryn?
I don't hear that, do you?
Yeah, you'll hear it in a second.
Earlier.
In the deep.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy about this? Like, if I'm Adele, I'm like, I quit. Like, she's showing
her
how to do it.
I'm sure she's super honored to.
Damn, that's great. Listen to her just going crazy.
There's someone I wish I could have seen.
Yeah.
Didn't Adele quit? Like, not to be on.
I don't mean Adele. I mean Aretha.
I know. But didn't Adele, like you just said, if you were Adele, you'd quit. But didn't she say this was gonna? She doesn't want to tour anymore.
She hates touring. I don't know if she's quitting music.
Didn't she got married and had a kid.
She takes a long break. I think she's only had 3 albums.
Yeah, and I think she's quit.
Mm. I don't know if she'll. Yeah, who knows?
That's what I read.
And I could live without her. I'm not a huge Adele fan, especially I hear this. I'm like, hey, what a, you know, fucking killer soul woman can do. I asked Hooman what his care factor was on Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Is that my son's
name right?
That's right,
yeah. Never heard of him.
Yeah, he's a WWE guy.
Oh.
I guess the Anvil and the Hitman.
Yeah, Bret the Heart Hitman.
Bret the Hitman Heart.
Yeah, they were wrestlers.
They're actually brothers-in-law in real life.
Mm.
And they were a tag team for many years, apparently. They won the WWE tag team titles twice in 87 and 90. Jim the Anvil Neidhart died yesterday at the age of 63. He fell down and hit his head and died.
Oh my goodness.
Damn. I know. No, they're
not saying a word because he had struggled with addictions.
Oh, now they're saying no foul play is suspected. Although, right. I mean, he could have been wasted and fallen.
I'll tell you what it was.
Young, though.
What was it, Vinny?
Sock feet.
It happens.
Don't walk around in sock feet, people. You got to go bare feet or shoes. This sock feet is going to get you in the end.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Socks can be dangerous, but I do love having... I do walk around in sock feet.
No, you can't do it.
I'm doing it.
You're crazy.
Because
let me tell you something.
My floors, I love it. I take two steps and then I can slide.
That's okay. This is
why... That's what you don't want
to
do.
Listen to me. This is one
that.
Of the reasons I won't do sock feet. First of all, it's the temptation to do the dumb, risky business slide on the floor, which is how a 63-year-old falls and hits his dumb
tell
head.
Tell you what, I'll quit when I'm 60.
And another thing, it could be whatever kind of like spur-of-the-moment scamper you got to do. Like, I'm not dressed properly to be in front of the window. Let me just duck behind. Wah! Now you're nude and you've clunked your head.
Nude
because of your
just a pair of socks on?
Yeah, sock feet.
Why are you doing that?
I don't do it. I will not be caught in sock feet.
I will say that the two times I've fallen down the stairs in the kitchen, I was in my sock feet.
Naked?
I was not naked. I was fully, fully clothed.
And you
know what? I was naked.
Right.
Is that better? Naked
Sarah falling
down.
That's way more fun,
You got it. Just socks covering up my ugly feet. but all naked. Rainbow striped socks with the toes in them, you know. The
okay.
Great.
Well, then you need to have the ones with the grip on the bottom.
Yeah.
The socks with that.
You know, I don't like those because I don't like the way they feel in the shoe. I like my foot to be able to slip around a little in the shoe.
And you can't
you know
slide
how they
grab. With yeah. those either.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's what she's saying. But what's the point of wearing socks in your house if you can't slide?
You can't slide.
Man, I got to
know. I don't know. I
want to
fall down the wood stairs, I guess.
Never, yeah. Oh, my God.
Don't do it.
There's only three stairs, so I'm fine, you know? You just can hurt your tailbone
that
or whatever.
That is why
three
people die.
You.
It's the I'm fine. I'm just walking in sock feet on a flat floor. What could go wrong? And 2 minutes later, you're sliding around like you're seven.
Yeah, you're scared.
Except you're 63, and you fall and hit your head.
Well, I'll quit. And now like I said, I'll quit when I'm 60.
What's his name?
Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Dead from sock feet.
Well, I know his daughter.
From Total Divas.
From Total. I don't know his daughter, but I know of her. Natalia or Natalie.
Natty.
She's on that show that I watch, the Diva show.
She posted a tribute to her dad on Twitter yesterday. While Bret the Hitman Hart said he was stunned and saddened. Ronda Rousey paid tribute at the beginning of last night's Raw because she's a full-on wrestler now.
Yeah.
Well, easy money.
Sure.
She doesn't want to get punched in the face. That one girl who showed her what's what.
What is that girl's
name?
She
put a hurt on her and
Heather
that was
Holmes.
That.
Heather Holmes.
It zipped her lip and it was over.
That was...
Because remember, she was the girl who's like, I'm not a do-nothing bee. And
right.
She was talking a game and she was at the top of that field. But that girl knocked her out, and she never talked like that again.
And knocked her out quick. Like, that was the most anticlimactic. Because we paid for that fight and had a bunch of people over, and we all sat around ready to watch, you know, go a few rounds. And boy, was that over fast.
And I think how many years later, she had one more fight. But she was over it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that broke the fight spirit in her, that loss. It was brutal.
Yeah. By the way, Jim, he tried out for the NFL and he played for the Raiders and the Cowboys
during
their practices and preseason games.
Oh.
He didn't quite make it on the team. Yes.
So well, he's the 13th wrestler that has died in 2018 so far.
13 in 2018? Mm-hmm. My God. Is that, do we usually lose so many? Like, what's the average year?
I don't know. They have a huge roster. I guess it's...
Do they?
Well, That's you got to figure. I mean, think about just getting old in general. Yeah. We all have had a million falls, injuries, whatever. It's got to hurt. Yeah. And then you do that for a living. Mm-hmm. And they're not, they don't pad themselves. They're fairly pro about how they take hits and it's choreographed. But I'm sure there's lots of injuries on a regular basis that pile up.
You know, he had a guy that he used to wrestle with as a tag team named Owen. Hold on one second. I have the story in here. Brett the Hitman Hart's brother, Owen, he used to tag team occasionally with the Anvil, and he died in an in-ring accident in 1999. So, yeah, as much as it's fake and that there's a padded floor and, you know, things can go horribly wrong.
And even the fights where they've got it perfected and they choreograph it, how many times did they get hurt in the process of working that out?
Right.
You know?
Well, rest in peace, all you crazy wrestlers. I can't believe 13 have died already. But it is true. It seems like every other day there's some story about some wrestler who bit it.
There's you know the Bella twins? They're wrestler girls. Well put. They were.
Thank you.
One of them actually broke her neck in the ring.
Is she dead?
No.
Paralyzed?
No. She's the one that was going to marry John Cena. She's pretty much chilled now, but she can't. She did very little wrestling after that.
That has actually.
She doesn't wrestle anymore.
Once you break your neck, I think you stop it.
They like haloed her or something?
They did. Mm-hmm.
She is. I haven't done this story because I do feel like, you know, it's John Cena. It's been everywhere, though. So John Cena is he's like a wrestler too, right?
He's a wrestler. Yeah. He's a champion.
He's a movie star,
he's an actor. Yeah.
He was in Blockers, right?
Yeah, but he was also in the only good Amy Schumer movie that she's ever done.
Oh, as her boyfriend?
Yeah.
He does those Glad bag commercials. He endorses a bunch of different things.
So he and this girl, I guess, they were engaged.
Nikki Bella.
Uh-huh. And is this the one with the broken neck?
Yes.
She calls it off because of his behavior or whatever, and then he just turns around and is trying so, like, I screwed up. You're the only thing that matters. And he's been just, I mean, they're always out on dates, but she's sitting really far away from him and with a stern look on her face. Mm-hmm. And when TMZ catches up with her, she's like, I don't know. He really wants me back, but I just don't know if it's going to.
I think the big thing is he doesn't want kids.
Oh, and has he not come around on that?
Yeah, and she. It took forever for them to
just get engaged.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a thing. If she wants kids, she should bail because trying to get him to have kids if he doesn't want them.
Well, she did bail, and now he's trying so hard to get her back and probably trying to say all the right things, and she's just like, you know what? I love you, but.
I want kids.
What do you think about the people that marry someone and then negotiate with them afterwards and break them down?
Vinny, your thoughts?
And Sarah both.
I think it's...
I'm glad I have the kids.
Yeah, I think that
well,
it's...
What else are you going to say, right?
Yeah, you're right. It's hard to say you don't want your kids, you know.
Well, there it is.
The joys of marriage.
It's a lot easier if you're both on the same page from start to finish.
Yeah.
But things change. People change.
Life is complicated.
And what else?
I mean, I remember meeting Sarah, and I just... The cigarette smoking. I hate kids.
I
would never
kids.
Have those.
I still hate them.
God, they're just annoying.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus.
I was so happy to never have kids.
And when you said you were pregnant, what?
I know.
Oh,
believe me, I was embarrassed to tell you guys. I'm having one of those things I hate.
Look at 415, Carrie Underwood, 3 steps, 42 stitches.
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah I sure do.
Well,
was that sock feet too?
No, I think that was her front porch, wasn't it? Like a cement.
It was her front porch.
Cement steps or something.
I guess we're saying to Nikki, marry him and then negotiate.
I don't think we're giving her any advice. I don't think we're the people. I don't think we're the people to do that. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news? All right, that's enough.
I have a game for you.
Oh. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Get Her Done Tuesday. It's 6:39, and it's going to be foggy and drizzly this morning and then partly cloudy a little later today. But highs in the hottest areas will get up only into the 80s. Mm-hmm. I heard this weekend it's gonna warm up again.
Don't.
I just heard it.
Don't. Okay.
Maybe it's wrong.
Don't spread rumors.
Okay, I'll try not to.
Wait till you find out for
sure. These
weather
rumors. Jeez. Well, I did hear
it's
it.
It's been so nice. Things like completely dialed
as
back.
As
it's been.
Get.
It's been
lovely.
Downright comfortable.
Right.
Windows open. Mm. No air conditioning needed.
Mm.
Thank you for the nice, pleasant, continued forecast.
I'll just say
forecast.
That today is right. Today's another one of those great days.
More of the same.
Okay, never changing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Lexi. She comes on after us. She's
Alexi,
a wonderful...
Lexi.
He's not here.
Lexi.
I mentioned her on purpose because
Lexi,
he's not here.
Lexi.
She's on in the middays, and she's a fantastic radio show host.
She's a
enjoy
nice
her.
Girl, too.
Yes, she is.
Vinny.
No.
She's doing a double shift today.
Oh, she's doing a double? She's doing Jane's show, too?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
Where'd Jane go?
She's busy.
I don't know.
Important work to do.
Remember,
I've got to figure out what the song of the summer is.
Maybe she had to go to a concert.
Probably.
Do you love me?
That's not the song.
Do you want...
Check this out.
Okay.
This is from the front page of today's Mercury News.
Okay.
East Palo Alto is poised to join the Million Dollar Home Club. So this is a part of town that I thought IKEA was East Palo Alto, but I guess it's not. It's only just the other side of the freeway.
Right. I mean, depends on... It can be, but...
So I don't really know East Palo Alto. I've heard
that side,
it's an older, you know...
Yeah.
Lower income.
It had rough days. So,
yes.
But listen to this sentence.
Okay.
A quarter of a century ago, East Palo Alto was the murder capital of the United States.
Really? East Palo Alto?
Quarter of a century, 25.
25 years ago, East Palo Alto was the murder capital of the United States.
Wow.
Now it's about to become the Bay Area's latest city of million-dollar homes, which just continues the home shortage, has people looking anywhere they can find a place to live.
Yeah. Well, it does make sense. It's right there in Palo Alto.
Right.
And, man, you don't hear about anything but the housing shortage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and 15 people making multiple way over asking cash offers on any little POS that comes on the market down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not surprising at all. Like, people are going to get pushed out
of
there.
Well, I think I'm most surprised. I didn't know that it had been that violent there.
No.
The murder
capital? No, I've definitely
capital?
Heard it was a bad neighborhood, but I never
yeah,
heard it was
a
murder
I don't know
capital.
Anything about a capital, but yeah, I knew it was a lot of gang-affiliated stuff going on.
Man. Well, anyway, $1 million to move in now.
Where the heck do they expect everybody to go?
That's the problem.
To another state.
Yeah. Away.
No one wants us.
I mean, I
no
don't...
No one wants California people.
I don't know what to say. It's become... It's part of the tech success that has become a reality when you have this much success and this many people right out of college making six figures. After 10 years, they're making, you know, 200, 250
I don't know.
Plus.
Right. They want a house to live in.
They can buy homes, and people who make 80 are like, I thought 80 was good.
Mm-hmm.
How is 80 not good?
When you're a kid, if someone told you you're going to make $80,000 a year, you'd be like, oh my God, I'll be rich.
There are people with combined incomes making 150 who are like, we can't buy a home.
Mm-hmm.
And we both work full time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that it's going to end up people will leave the state
or move further east.
Yeah, the commutes just get more and more ridiculous to the point where, how's that a lifestyle?
Right.
Yeah.
I know people in our family who are like, we could probably buy here, but what's our life going to be like? I mean, we're going to be absolutely maxed out financially.
Yep.
The house is going to be barely anything that we would have wanted.
Right.
So they're looking in Tahoe and beyond.
Right.
And they grew up here and feel like this is our home and we can't even live here.
Mm-hmm. It's sad.
It's a bummer. Anyway, I don't even know why. It just hit me, that headline, like, whoa. East Palo Alto.
And now it's
once
million-dollar homes.
All right.
Well, and by million-dollar homes, I mean million-dollar teardowns.
Overpriced.
Will you be moving, Vinny?
What do you mean? No, I just moved.
Closer.
I moved already.
Closer.
No, I can't move. I'm.
You
I
want
live
to buy
where
one
I
of
live.
Those palaces in Palo Alto.
East Palo.
No,
that's what I mean. Sorry, EPA.
Let's play a game.
Oh, I love games. I never get to play a game. So you're gonna owe me $5 more if I win.
No, this isn't about...
He'll contribute it to my firefighter
This isn't
thing.
About me. This is about you.
Yeah. So you'll owe me, if I win, you owe me $5. When you win, I owe you $5.
All right.
That's
yeah, you
true.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. Let me get trying to see.
What are you trying to do, Vinny?
He's trying to get $5 off his total, but as he stated before,
this is too bad.
You don't
really
owe money if you lose the
through.
Game.
Right. Yeah, this
okay,
is...
go ahead. I'm no risk to me. Take it away.
If you found out a friend or family member committed a crime, would you turn them in? Here are some of the crimes.
Okay.
And you
Let's be more specific about who the person is. Is it my husband? Is it
no,
my
kid? No, it's your second cousin twice removed.
No, then I'm going to turn them in for a lot of stuff. It's got to be something that where I'm...
If John,
my husband John,
committed murder... Mm. Would you turn him in?
Well, I have some questions.
No, that's not how games work.
Was it self-defense?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have to testify against him. I'm married, so.
Wrong answer.
I'm not going to turn John in for murder.
You got to turn him in.
Well, what did he murder someone for? He's such a nice person. Like, obviously, they did something wrong.
It. It's not for you to judge.
No,
if
he told me he murdered someone, I'd be like, do you need help hiding the body, honey?
All right. Wrong answer. Yeah, right. You owe me $5.
No, I don't. You owe me $5.
Wrong answer.
Are there any more questions?
Yes.
All right.
Your son at Cal.
Yes.
Is dealing hard drugs like heroin.
Oh, I might turn him in.
Would you turn him
so
in?
So dangerous. I just don't want him. That's not the life I want for him.
Would you turn him in?
Yes, I would turn him in.
No.
What are you talking
you
about?
Don't
no.
turn him. You're a narc. What's
yeah.
wrong with you?
Yep, I'm a narc. I just, that's not what I want for him.
You don't.
No.
The
endangering
people...
his life and others as well.
Yeah.
He's just a businessman.
No. He's a dealer. Yuck.
Well, what's he doing with the money?
He's paying his mom's loans, his mom back for the expensive apartment in the...
right. I turn him in.
Wrong answer. You owe me $10. Yuzette, let's try you out.
Oh, no.
Someone you know.
Johnny V.
Johnny V.
Your husband.
Yeah.
Has illegal firearms.
Oh,
do you
illegal.
Turn him in?
No.
No.
Oh, that's the right answer.
Yeah. All right. You owe me $5.
Yeah. Illegal firearms. I feel like who doesn't have those? I mean, come on.
Well, I didn't want to make her have the wrong answer. It's illegal firearms. I mean, I don't want to get on that guy's wrong side. I mean, that's the right answer, right?
Yeah, he does have a lot of firearms, but
I don't want
they're
no
all registered.
Trouble.
They're all registered.
Young DJ. Well, young.
Well, compared to, say, Don Blue.
Dies in machine gun fire incident.
Somebody had an illegal handgun.
I don't want to be. Yeah, I don't want to be part of that headline. Anyway, this was actually a survey done, and people were asked, would they turn someone in for these things? Murder, 87% said they'd turn a friend or a family member in for it. So most would
most
turn
people would,
on their person.
Would do that, yeah. You I know, mean, it just depends on how he presented it to me and, you know, what our options were.
It was an accident.
Yeah. Then I'm like, what
Vinny,
can I do to help?
If Christina murdered somebody, would you turn her in?
Well, as the reporter in this situation, I
that.
Have a
can't
hard time inserting myself
that.
Into the story.
Well, you'll get your money back if you give us the right answer.
Okay. Well, that's not right because you guys.
It is right.
You were going to get the answer wrong no matter what.
Yeah,
right,
I know. I know how your games work.
I go in the other room. I'm all, listen, it's buzzer no matter what they say.
I heard you talking to him and laughing, and I thought, what is he asking him to get?
I just was like, maybe I can work some money off here. This would be a good way to save myself.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's the question again?
Would you turn Christina in if she murdered somebody?
I say a boss was harassing her.
You want to be single father?
And she just snapped.
That is so funny he said that. It just crossed my mind. Like, remember what happens
exactly.
when mom leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not like she's a mass murderer or not like she's a serial
a
killer.
Serial,
like somebody at work just like she sort of semi-accidentally
okay,
killed them.
If you want my truthful answer, I would say, look, whatever your reasoning is, we're coming clean. We're going to talk. We're turning you in. We're going to talk this through with them. And we're going to get you set free with a lawyer.
Yeah, right.
Whatever you... What?
Bryn, thank you. Wrong
answer. That's the wrong answer, Benny.
You think that I would be like...
You got to be a ride or die.
Ride or die, baby.
Yeah, I'm riding or dying in the courtroom with her. I mean, our lawyer's going to break us.
Nope. No. Gotta help her cover it up.
What?
It's gotta be covered up.
That's what you guys would do?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, right.
I'd give it the old college
do you keep
try.
Saying? Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
So when I get taken away as an accessory to murder, you guys will know that I was just trying to do the right thing.
No, I wouldn't do that. You know, that's Vince. There were plenty of things Vince Sr. taught me, and he used to just, no matter what the penalty was going to be, he'd be like, you're coming with me, and you're going to face that. And I'd be like, oh, you have no idea how screwed I am. And he'd be like, no, I do.
Yeah.
You deserve it. Let's go.
Grab you by the ear.
Oh,
pull you down
come
to the police
on.
Station.
You just got to face what you've done. And if you, if someone was, you're giving me these reasons and she had to do it, all right, then go face it. Mm-hmm. You weren't wrong. You had to do it.
Mm-hmm. No, but I'll definitely do hard time for it. Mm-hmm. You really want me to be on Orange Is the New Black? Come on. Place seems tough, man. Really tough. Yeah.
Have you watched that?
Yeah, I've watched a few episodes.
Oh, really?
Of it. Yeah.
Oh,
it's good. Right. It's I watched the whole first season,
but
I don't even think
off.
I made it through the whole first season, but I watched 5 or 6 episodes of it, and I did like it. Just one of those shows I just never went back and pressed play on.
Because you don't have to watch it. I'm actually finding myself watching that Maisel show.
You know what? I saw a commercial for it yesterday, and it looks really good.
I want to watch that.
I've seen four episodes.
Uh-huh.
They're quick, so you kind of rifle through them pretty fast. But, man, the job they have setting the scene, because it's the 50s or late 50s into the 60s, the costumes, the homes they live in, the car, everything. The pocketbook. She's got this stupid pocketbook everywhere she goes. People carry print, but it's just that whole thing era. Mm-hmm. It's really neat.
Does she fight with her husband? Do you see her ever like in a bad mood?
Well, I didn't watch from the beginning. I came in late, but he cheated on her.
Mm.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Well, we're
don't say
it.
Anymore. You know what, though? And I would like to recommend Goliath. It has very low ratings. I don't know why. It's one of the best shows of all. Billy Bob Thornton is
of all time.
Is so great. He's so great. Like, I don't care for him much as a human being. Like, he seems kind of like a weirdo. Like, you ever hear his whole take on antique furniture and stuff?
Success has allowed him to be very
weird.
Yeah.
But, man, that guy is absolutely great in that show. And there's just, like, I love every character in it. Billy Bob Thornton, Sling Blade.
Our text number is 800-400-3797. 707 says, hey, radio family, on my way to the hospital to have my third baby. Was listening to see if Vin was having his kid yet, too. But I guess I'm going to beat him.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's not a race, 707.
Kinda.
It is. You're right. We've been trying everything. Everything.
Did you guys have spicy food last night?
Have you done it? Have you been doing it?
We did both of those things last night.
Oh. Yeah. What'd you have for spicy food?
She had a chicken quesadilla and
a quesadilla.
Yeah, and hot sauce.
I love those, yeah.
And it didn't do it. Didn't make it happen.
How long was the session?
Probably longer than she wanted, but you know. It's
get this thing out of me.
She's really uncomfortable.
Aww.
Really.
Yeah, that final month is just no joke.
Yeah, she's not stoked.
What's the
save it for the secret show.
Yeah, we're gonna do a secret show today.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
You knew that.
Oh boy.
What's coming up with the trash, Sarah?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh my god. This Elon Musk story is
Freaking crazy.
What do you do
but
now?
It's coming from crazy, so.
It is coming. So take it with a grain of salt, but if it's even partially true, it's super crazy. Also, George R.R. Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little something about him locally.
And
the songs of the summer.
Oh, great.
I have the list, and you can choose.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.